you know. So for me, it was, I'm a very positive person. I'm very outgoing. So to play this character, I really had to do a little research. So, you know, I kind of went into the dark side a little bit. Hi, this is Charmaine Starr from Catch22Movie.com, and you're listening to Dane at WGN.
720 WGN. It is Dane Neal here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue in Chicago. And the last time we talked to our guest, we talked about her signature cocktail in New York City. And, of course, here in Chicago at Italy with Mario Batali, Joe Bastianich, Lydia Bastianich. Now she's been enjoying the sights, sounds, and all the foods and flavors of France. She is the beautiful star of stage and screen and the life of any party unless she dies, like in her new film Catch-22, the one and only Charmaine Starr. Welcome to WGN.
Hi, Dane. Hello, Chicago. Bonjour.
Well, before we get into the movie, and there has been so much buzz and excitement around it, but people are going to be excited to hear, at least a lot of the food fans for sure, is that you are right there in the epicenter of great food, wine, culture, spirits in France.
Oh, yes. I'm actually in Bordeaux, France. I'm in the heart of the wine country. It's south of Paris, 5 hours drive south of Paris on the west side. And they have amazing wine here. I mean, the wine here is unbelievable. And what I'm also closer to is the truffles and the foie gras. I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing living here and having, you know, this kind of food every single day. I mean, you know, I hate to say this, but sometimes I get tired of it.
What? Okay.
I know. I know. That's so bad of me to say, but.
Well, you know,
I miss my Cali food, you know, tacos and Thai food.
Well, there's something to be said for all of the great cuisines around the country and around the world. But yeah, right. Fans and of course, friends would be surprised to hear. But I guess you can get not necessarily sick, but like used of almost anything. But you are right there in the middle of it all. And as you know, people will know you're a real foodie. So this got to be heaven for you.
Oh, yes. You know, I'm a foodie for so many years traveling and trying different restaurants and just living here. I mean, the seafood is amazing. You know, the fresh, you know, everything, the fresh oysters, the oysters are unbelievable here. And I mean, just the dining itself, you know, the French dining it's top. And for me, I love to cook at home most of the time. So, you know, I try to find myself cooking some French, but when I'm home, you know, I miss the foods in America. You know, I'll make like tacos one night, or I'll make like a traditional roasted chicken with corn and mashed potatoes, you know, just to feel American a little bit, because France, I love France, but, you know, I do miss the U.S., you know, the food.
And I know that a lot of fans, a lot of the food people, of course, miss you as well. And so, Charmaine, talk a little bit, if you could describe a little bit about the difference. Certainly the food is great, the restaurants, the regions, you know, the wine producing, it's all there. But isn't there, like, you know, from the French culture and French people, there's a different mindset. They put kind of a higher value on that food experience, right?
Yes. You know, the food experience here, I mean, it's been here for many centuries. I mean, the traditional French dinner, you know, you start with aperitif, you know, a little mousse-bouche and oysters, and then you get to the main course, and then after that, you know, after dinner, you know, it's a traditional like cheese selection, and after that you have dessert and you have champagne, and then you have, of course, it's wine the whole time, you know, and and they drink coffee for lunch, dinner. It's crazy. I don't drink coffee, but it's a very traditional French every day. If dining with friends or if we're dining with family, it's like a 5-course meal every time. And it's about like 4 hours. It'll last about 4 hours. It's crazy.
Yeah, right. Okay, so everybody enjoys sitting down, eating. They value it. They're, of course, great and amazing things. And thanks so much. I know that all of your friends, all our listeners, you know, thankful that you're sharing so much of it, you know, on Instagram and Twitter.
Oh,
so
yes.
We get to eat along with you a lot of the times.
Oh, yeah. You know, I do enjoy it. I do. You know, this is a new experience for me. And now that I've lived here for, you know, a few years, you know, I'm still learning the language. It's very hard. It's very, very difficult. But I am picking it up, you know, gradually here and there. My fiancé's family is French. So his mother, she doesn't speak English. So, you know, I have to find myself really, really challenging myself to speak to her and, you know, and his family. So I love it. I do love it. I love the challenge. I love, you know, the whole experience here. I mean, France is, it's a very, very amazing country. I'm happy to live here, you know. I mean, all the places that I've lived before, this has to be my favorite place to live.
Oh, and I think so many people would agree with you. And of course, since you're there enjoying so many things, you're still, you know, working really hard in the project. I know we've talked with you about it before. So many hours and work and so much efforts have gone in with you and the team into creating the movie that is out now. People are excited. There's a huge buzz about it. Catch 22, the movie. It's based on the unwritten story by Shawnee Sugrue. So it's finally done. I mentioned earlier in the open that you're the, you know, the life of any party unless you die. And in this one, unfortunately, you do.
I know. I play the dead girl, but I'm in the movie all throughout the movie. The storyline, it's about this character, about the girl who died. So, you know, you'll see me in all throughout the movie. So it's not like you see me in the, you know, in the beginning of the scene. Yes, this project has finally finished. I think we spoke before a few years ago, where it was the beginning, where I was going to shoot it. I loved shooting it. It was amazing. I shot it in New York, in Brooklyn. The cast and crew members were amazing. The fact that now it's, you know, out on iTunes, available on demand and on Amazon. This is an exciting time for me just because it's out there and people get to see a different side of, you know, my other side of my characters other than adult film. So I'm really happy about that.
Now, how was that? Because this has got to be exciting for you. Were you, and we know, like you and I, you know, you're a super talented person. You've got a great sense of humor and you love the whole process, the acting process. So was this a challenge to kind of have one of those roles where, you know, you're just, even though it's an exciting character, but you're just kind of a, you know, a normal, important character to a movie?
You know, it was a little bit difficult for me, but when I was on set, you know, the director, everybody, you know, they made me feel comfortable. The reason why this character is, she's a broken down girl. I mean, she died and it was just, it's a horrible experience, you know? So for me, I'm a very positive person. I'm very outgoing. So to play this character, I really had to do a little research. You know, I didn't do too much about, you know, this person had like drug problems and issues and stuff. So, you know, I kind of went into the dark side a little bit and I was kind of nervous about it. So when I was shooting it, I kind of just advised the director, like, is it possible, you know, you can have some like donuts on the side after I do like a scene? He's like, okay. So he had, you know, my request was just to have donuts just to make me feel a little bit better, you know, you know, just because, you know, this character is just depressing, you know? So for me, after the scene, I would just, you know, have a bite of a donut just to make me feel a little bit better.
See, that's great.
I don't know.
Donuts, see, that's good for the donut community out there. Donuts can make everybody feel better. I want to let the listeners know we're talking with Charmaine Starr. She is one of the stars of Catch 22, the movie. It is just out now. And I wanted to ask you, because it is one of those gritty movies. It really tells a story kind of the human personalities and situations and tough conditions. And when you guys were working on it, you guys actually went back in and kind of retooled it and tweaked it to make it a little bit darker. In your opinion, is it a better movie now, more entertaining or just darker?
Yeah, you know, it's a little bit more entertaining. I mean, when we shot the movie, you know, I didn't know exactly what the director, how he was going to, you know, edit the film and how dark, really dark. I mean, yes, there are some dark sides and parts, but there are some, you know, like funny little humor here and there. He did it pretty well. You know, he did a good job, you know, especially with my scenes. You know, I'm very critical on, you know, I show, of course, my body. So, you know, he got some good parts of my body, which was nice because I critique myself every time I look at my hair. I look at my, you know, my nails. You know, I'm very critical when it comes to shooting. I know I'm weird, but I think every girl is, I guess.
Well, you want to look your best, even if you are dead, right? You want to always be the best you can
be. Of course. Of course. Even when you're dead, you have to look your best.
So for those people who want to check out the movie, and I think it's one of those things it turns out to be really fortunate that the movie is dropping now when technology and a lot of people are really able to get it in so many different forms. Like you mentioned, iTunes and things that might not have been possible when, you know, it's been a long time coming as far as working on the project.
You know, yes, exactly. I'm very happy about that. I mean, I live in France, but, you know, the funny thing is, thank God I have my iTunes account, which is based in the U.S., so I can actually watch it. So the technology now, it's, like, so easy to access, you know, in all different areas, you know, video on demand, Amazon, you know, it's it's amazing. I'm really happy, and I hope that it becomes successful and people can be entertained by, you know, this thriller. Yeah.
The movie is Catch-22, starring so many different actors and actresses, and of course our very own Charmaine Starr as well. And so do you have a website? Obviously iTunes you can get it, Amazon. If you do that, you pretty much can just Google it. But do you have like a website for the show?
Yeah, so you can go on to catch22movie.com and you can order the movie from there. Or you can also, you know, just read, you know, all the different festivals we've been and what other upcoming theaters that we're going to play the movie. I think the next one, it'll be appearing and premiering in Ohio. I'm not sure exactly where, but I think on the website, it'll give detailed information.
Catch22movie.com is the website for it. We can get all the information about the actors, the storylines, different ways that you can access it, and even some places where there's some live showings of it. Excited about it. You're always excited for all the work that you're doing and just excited that you're able to get out there and express, you know, what it is you do on the acting side in such a cool way in this new independent film. Now, Charmaine, I wanted to, you know, before we let you go, are there any, because the Filipino cuisine here in Chicago is blowing up. We just had a big festival here. And I know you miss a lot of the, you know, street tacos and a lot of maybe your fine dining places you loved in L.A. But is there for all of our listeners out here, is there any place in France? I mean, can you get some lumpia? Can you get some pancit? Can you get some things out there in France?
You know, I'm a proud Filipina. No, you know, there are no Filipino restaurants or anything here. The only thing that's Asian in Bordeaux that I've been are Japanese and Chinese and Thai. That's it. They don't have it's not a really big Asian community here.
There's no ube cake?
French. No. No, I miss ube. Oh, my goodness. I should visit Chicago soon. I know Chicago is amazing with their food. I know you guys are definitely, you guys have a lot of different fusions, food, you know, right?
It's one of the... Yeah, it's one of the greatest food towns out there. We've got all different cuisines. I don't care, you know, where it is around the world that you
it's
want.
It's like New York, like new, restaurants, collaborations and stuff.
Yep, and lots of great chefs, too. And, of course, Italy, where you can get the Charmaine Starr. And if you do bring the movie here and you do a premiere or a showing here in Chicago, we'll definitely get involved and support it and have some great food at the party as well.
For sure. Oh, yeah, that would be great. Thank you, Dane. For
all those fans that want to keep up with you and keep up with all your adventures and all the things that are going on, including but not limited to Catch-22, where can they go?
Well, you can check me out on my Twitter, at Charmaine Starr, and my Instagram, at Charmaine Starr. My blog, blog.charmainestarr.com. That's where I just write, you know, little articles here and there, but mainly my Twitter, so... Twitter, you can always find me tweeting or Instagramming.
So. Well, thanks so much for what you're doing. Congratulations on the success now and the future success of the film Catch-22. And thanks for taking time out and being on the show with us tonight.
Thank you, Dane. It's always nice talking to you as well. Thank you, Chicago.